The New York State Department of Transportation led the efforts to transform the 94-mile Hudson Line from Poughkeepsie to Schenectady from a CSX freight-controlled line to an Amtrak-controlled line. Amtrak spokesman Cliff Cole notes the transfer of power paves the way for several significant rail improvement projects totaling $181 million.
A lot of this is about improving capacity to relieve congestion. There are several projects that have been referenced within the announcement about the Hudson Line takeover that can now move forward because of the implementation of this project.
For decades, signals have been designed to freight standards with all the planning and construction subject to the approval and control of CSX. Now, Amtrak can move ahead with plans to include a fourth track at the Rensselaer Station, a second between Albany and Schenectady, new weather-resistant signals from Poughkeepsie to Rensselaer, and a new train station in downtown Schenectady. Cole says the dispatching of trains will now move from CSX's freight yard at Selkirk to Amtrak's Command and Control Center in New York City. And with that, passenger rail service will have track scheduling priority.
Amtrak now controls the dispatching for the Hudson Line territory that was agreed to and the governor's office announced this past week. So where Amtrak does operate throughout the system, and we do have dispatching authority, Amtrak now is in control of the operation of that dispatch. So we are in control of 26 Amtrak train movements and, I believe, 6 to 8 CSX train movements each day. So, you know, what we do where we have the dispatching responsibilities, we work with our partners to make sure that everybody has, you know, an equal opportunity to move their system. In this case, it's the freights versus the passenger rail. So, you know, with Amtrak in control of the dispatching right now, we have said that we believe that it'll improve the reliability of the overall system.
Bruce Becker, president of the Empire State Passengers Association, praises the line transfer, calling it an historic step forward for passenger rail in New York State.
The lease opens up tremendous opportunities. Again, the near-term improvements, which are were announced as part of the lease agreement, the work at the Rensselaer Station, the double track, new signaling on the Hudson River section, where that is no outdated technology that we brought up to date. So all those will be improvements that passengers will benefit from over the next couple of years. Most importantly, though, with Amtrak taking control, they are now in charge of their destiny. They will be controlling what trains go where, how they run, how fast they run, and that will be a major boost as ridership continues to grow in New York State, both between Albany and New York and west across the state and north to Montreal.
Amtrak will now be able to improve the Hudson Line and take advantage of Federal Railroad Administration funding without the approval of CSX. The MTA will continue to be responsible for tracks south of Poughkeepsie. Planning is expected to begin for a new Livingston Avenue bridge over the Hudson River in Albany to replace a structure dating from the Civil War. Officials say all of the improvements will reduce congestion along the Empire Corridor from New York City to Niagara Falls and improve travel times, safety, and reliability for passengers and freight. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.